can win a soul.
I can reach my goal.
Reach my goal.
I can touch the sky.
That strength is
working.
That strength of the people.
Oh, yeah, we want to say good Sunday to you. Happy Sunday to you. We thank you for tuning in to KMAXGospel.com. I am your host, Sam Bennett, right here every Sunday from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Gospel Celebration Station. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all gospel, all day, all the time. We're so grateful that you have chosen to join us and hope that you had a wonderful time in service. On this morning, we're sitting down and just relaxing. Get a bite to eat. Ladies, just sitting back, chilling out. Yo, just listening to the Sam Bennett Gospel Celebration Hour. Hey, check this out. We got a little bit of Earl Bynum coming up. Psalms 117. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about GMWA and the praise factor. Y'all, in just not too many minutes since. All right, enjoy this selection. Earl Bynum.
Praise the Lord, all ye people.
Praise.
gospel.
And for who he is, come on, choir.
I see, Lord, I'm in your hands. I know you'll come for me. It's a little rough at times, don't know what to do. But Lord, I know you will help me make it through.
Every day is sweeter
than the day before. To know ya, find out that you're so good for me. You've been so good to me.
Yeah.
Every day is sweet, sweeter than the day before.
Thank you. can't express this joy that I feel. Your love, oh, so real. Can't imagine a day without telling the world how awesome you are.
That was Brian Poppin, Awesome God. He's stronger than the strong, greater than the great. He is an awesome God. I know y'all was feeling that. Y'all, guess what? We got some more great gospel music that's coming up. Just before that, y'all heard Georgia Mass and Bye Bye Troy Sneed and My Heart Says Yes. And just before that, you were listening to Kim Burrell here on K-Max Gospel. Hey, we got a little bit of Casey J that's coming up. Well, the song says, fill me up, God. Y'all, we need to be full, not halfway full, but all the way full of the Spirit of God to keep us from doing no wrong, even though we may mess up sometime, but that's where grace comes in at. But y'all, we still need to be filled from the toes to the head here on K-Max Gospel. Enjoy.
If you provide the fire, sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, then I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me. Fill me up, God. if you
provide.
I'll give you something to burn.
I'll provide the sacrifice.
If you pour out.
Restore to me the joy.
Restore to me the joy.
restoration has finally come. I've been restored back to my place in God. Restoration has finally come. I've been restored back to my place in God. What would I know about being restored if I never lost my place? And what would I know about His mercy if I had gotten out of faith?
Restoration
has finally
come.
Been restored.
Back to my place in God.
Oh, restoration
has
finally
come.
Been restored.
Back to my place in God.
It reminds me of prodigal son. After his riotous living, all the evil he had done. Yet when he returned, his father received him home, gave him a ring of gold, put him on the road, killed the fatted calf, gave him something he never ever had.
Restoration
has finally
come.
I've been restored
back to my place in God.
Go say it one more time. I've been
restoration
has
just get there, you will be okay. Everything will be okay. Can I lay?
Can I lay in your arms? Keep me from all harm. Safety in your arms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is the wonderful voice of LaShawn Pace Rhodes. He keeps on doing great things for me here on K-Max Gospel. Yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in. You're listening to the best in gospel music here on K-Max Gospel here. And I'm your host, Sam Bennett, every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, known as the Gospel Celebration Station. Y'all, I want to share with y'all that y'all missed, those of you that attended the event last week for the Praise Factor event over at Soul Delicious Cafe. Thank y'all so much for coming through and for dropping by. There were so many great artists that were there. It was just so phenomenal. We couldn't have pulled this off without you. And thank you to Laura Collins, who is one of the general managers over at Soul Delicious, for opening up their doors to welcome such a great event. And guess what, y'all? We had some good food. We was eating good, singing good. They was dancing good, y'all. And they want us to continue to do that same event. So I'm going to let y'all know when that's coming up again. Dr. Teresa Jordan, who is the CEO of Praise Factor. It was just such a wonderful and a phenomenal event. Tawanda Black from 104, Kiss 104. Point one, who came out and who shared with us on last week. It was just so wonderful. And many interviews, and you all have purchased CDs and books and t-shirts of those artists, and they greatly appreciate it. So we want y'all to stay tuned, because we're going to let y'all know when that next event is coming up. And then for those of you who participated in the Gospel Music Workshop of America last week, excuse me, Lord, downtown Atlanta at the Hyatt Hotel. That was such a great, wonderful event. And those of you that came over to the youth and young adult department, y'all know that's where I hang out at, and that's my department over there. And so we had Texas Mass, YYA, Kevin Styles, the dance. It was just so many talents and people that came from all the country, across the country, to help celebrate. And y'all, we want to send a special shout out to my son, godsons, Derek Hall, Ariel, Nikki, and Bernard, and Nick, in the passing of their mother, Mother Polly Hall, out of Brooklyn, New York, that was a part of the Pleasant Grove church family on Howard and Fulton. So we're sending love and condolences that way, that God is going to touch your hearts and ease the pain. And always know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And so we want to say to those of you that are bereaved, just look up, look and live, because the God that we serve is truly an amazing God. And guess what? Things are not always going to be the same. God is going to change some things. He's going to make a turnaround in your life, a turnaround in my life. And so we want to, in fact, we want to listen to Walter Hawkins and the Love Fellow, the Love Center Choir, the late Reverend Hawkins. And it says, "A Wonderful Change," brought with Tremaine Hawkins up front.
Me.
Speak life over you today. Every person listening, I want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New breed.
It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending.
It's only the beginning.
It's
friends along to just encourage you a little further. James Fortune.
This is for someone right now.
I know it's dark. Yes. Just before dark.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to encourage all of the hearts, all the minds of the people that are listening to this station today to let you know that it's not over until God says it's finished. And we want to give a shout out to Minister Holston, out in the Fayetteville area. Thank you so much for tuning in with us here on K-Max Gospel, the Gospel Celebration Station.
To the sky, help is on the way.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not finished. It's not the end yet. Your story's not over. This is only
the beginning.
He makes all the difference. He makes all things new. Yes. With God. And something's starting to move.
Come on. Something is moving.
Everything is turning around. It's getting better. Seasons are changing.
Seasons are changing. Everything.
Brighter days are here.
It's a sign. It's easy to close.
Remember that you're closer.
There is no limit when God is in it. It's not over.
When God is in it, there is no limit. When God is in it, see,
it's not over.
God is in it. Speaking this over your family.
Start over.
Speaking this over your body.
It's not over.
It's not over.
move through my head. Your thoughts stay on my mind, living me. Your song flow through my lips. Your work move through my head. Your thoughts stay on my mind, living.
Me.
give you all. Sing, I'm yours.
So somebody cry out a sound of surrenderance tonight. Come on, I won't feed it to you. Our prayer tonight is that's our heart's cry. It sounds great, put some music, but it doesn't matter if it's not in your heart. It means nothing if you just say it with your mouth. So tonight my prayer is that you match your confession with your heart's posture. God, tonight as we cry out, God, you can have all of me. God, we expose every hidden thing, every secret thing, every dirty thing we don't want anyone to see. God, tonight we give it to you.
Yes, you can have.
Gospel 24/7. KMAXGospel.com. KMAXGospel.com. The soul of the city. It's time to get your praise on with the all new KMAXGospel.com.
That sits on the table. My God can do it.
yeah. That was the wonderful sounds of Brother Joe Legan and the mighty clouds of joy. He is my rooftop in the time of storm. And guess what? He's worthy to be praised. How many of y'all know he's worthy to be praised? There's nobody like our God, for he is strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Once again, you're listening to KMAXGospel.com. Listen, we want to share with you, to help you share with your friends, that they can tune in with us on the Apple app if they have an Apple phone. Or if they have an Android, they can tune in with us on that Android now. Just go into TuneIn Radio and put in KMAXGospel.com, and that will come up. And for those of you that know one another that is already listening on air, you can ask them to send you that link over the phone. And you can listen in that way here at KMAX Gospel, where I'm your host, Sam Bennett. I was saying earlier, I want to thank again those of you that joined us last week down at Soul Delicious Cafe. All you can eat soul food, food and fellowship and fun. We thank God for those of you that joined in with us last week, with all of the artists that came out just to be a part. We had Choir Boy, and he had his dancers with him. He was a phenomenal artist. Came up from South Carolina, Calandria Gant, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Telling you, thank you so much for displaying your great talents. Joshua Keglin, Praise Crusade. Y'all know him from Fix My Choir and Season 2 of Sunday Best. He was with us last week, and from New Orleans, Louisiana. Then you had 6 and 33, a husband and wife rap team who was with us. Then you had Brother Kent, known as Brother Kent Osborne, known as K.O. He gave his great testimony of how the enemy had him locked up, but God opened up the gates and he became free. And now he's ministering for Jesus. Dr. Teresa Jordan, who is the CEO of Praise Factor. To Wanda Black, who was with us working the cameras last week from 104.1. Thank God for her. I just want to thank everybody who came in and joined in with us on last week, because we had a wonderful, 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 wonderful time. And guess what? We will be doing more events to come. And I will be giving you those updates as we move forward into this 2018 year. And y'all, thank y'all so much. It was some of you that even followed me over to the Gospel Music Workshop of America that was held downtown this past week. Such a phenomenal convention. And we were there all week long. And some of you came that night at 9 p.m. to our youth service. Thank you so much for coming, because it was some great and phenomenal talent that went forth in there. Texas Mass, Kevin Styles, all kinds of dance teams. Kim Burrell, who was a part of us. Thank you all so much for just sharing with us. I'm telling you, God is so awesome and he's so good. There's a lot of things that's happening around the city and a lot of things that's going to be happening as we move forward in this 2018, and I want to keep you updated. And for those of you that are calling from, or that in various other states and other cities and things, let me know what's going on in your city, that I can make the announcement here, that people can come and be a part of that event, okay? Because we want you to be celebrated. We want to celebrate with you whatever God got going on and whatever you have going on in your city, okay? Y'all, and guess what? We want to give a shout out again to Minister Holston, who is listening all the way from Fayetteville, Georgia, and Sister Verna Jefferson right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, for listening in to us here on KMAX Gospel, where we're playing the best in gospel music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all gospel, all day, all the time. Guess what? My name is Sam Bennett. I'm your host every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Gospel Celebration Station. And y'all, we're going to have Prophet Roger DeCure that's going to be coming up shortly after me. And y'all call in, and some of you all need prayer and you're standing in the gap for others. And yeah, we want you to call in. Thank you so much for listening here to us on KMAXGospel.com. Y'all, we got a little bit of Rance Allen coming up. The Rance Allen Group saying that he is a miracle worker. And some of you out there are standing in need of a miracle. God is, of what he is, a miracle worker.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Brown from Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. And I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Worth, from the new project, Everyday Jesus. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about, in fact, the greatest love of a Savior that would give his life for both of you and for me. I think in this world that we live in, we're reminded enough of what we'll never become, what we'll never do, and what we can't do. But I want you to know today that he thought you were worth saving. He thought you were worth dying for. He thought you were worth keeping. And because of all of that, not only am I worth it, but so.
Nobody told me. ungrateful. I've been unthankful. Yet you still find mercy for me. Oh, oh. I've been unfaithful. I strayed away, but you never stop believing in me. Oh, Lord, I have fallen short of your glory, but I refuse to let that be the end of my story. And you said, if we confess, you forgive our sins. I'm asking you, Lord, I'm
feel strong now. Okay, yeah, I feel a little bit better. I feel all right now. All right, yeah. I feel it.
Sing it with me.
Can't wait.
Can't wait to see him when he cries the sky.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Can't wait to hold him.
When
by his touch, I will know him.
Together.
Together.
Me and Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that was Beverly Crawford. He lives. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart here on KMX Gospel. Thank y'all for tuning in. Best radio station, KMX Gospel.
It is my love. never walk away from you.
No matter what you need,
no matter what you do, I don't care what you have done, God will always be there.
No matter what you go,
no matter what you go and do,
I have good news.
I have got good news for you. Be driving in your car or at home, but God made us a promise. There will be times in our lives that things will happen, but guess what? God will always be right there. I know He's been with me. Be with you always.
steadfast,
so steadfast.
When we get through,
we're gonna be
home.
Yeah.
believers listening to How Much We Can Bear by Pastor Hezekiah Walker, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, rather, from Brooklyn, New York. Just before that, you were listening to the sounds of Dunning and Perkin, Making It Home Someday. And before that, we were listening to the sounds of Andre Crouch. God is on our side. Isn't it so wonderful to know that Jesus Christ, our God, is on our side? And the scriptures say he promised to never leave us, nor he would forsake us. And so it's a wonderful thing to be in the care of God. It's a wonderful thing to be in the arms of God. It's a wonderful thing to be loving God. And it's another thing and a wonderful thing for God to love us back. Thank you again for listening to KMAXGospel.com. All gospel, all day, all the time. Once again, I am your host, Sam Bennett, who's here every Sunday from 5 p.m. to Eastern, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here what is known as the Gospel Celebration Station. Listen, y'all, we want to take a pause and take a break for station identification. Y'all, I told y'all earlier that Apostle Prophet Roger DeCure was going to be coming on air shortly, and he has made his arrival. And we want to say hello to Prophet DeCure. Prophet DeCure, you there?
I'm here, man of God. How are you? And we've been just enjoying the wonderful music that God has blessed you to play. And I want to say thank you for all the listeners of KMAX for sharing this music. You don't know what a blessing it is. You know, a song can be the turning point in a person's life. So I want to say thank you, Brother Sam, for all the good gospel music that you're sharing.
Yes.
Am I on the air now?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Brother Sam. God bless you. And people, we should thank God for the DJs who are anointed to select the right songs. And I've been listening most of the day, off and on, when I wasn't in church, to the station. And I just was just amazed at some of the songs that they are playing, the old-time songs that had meaning and deliverance.
Yes.
And a lot of spirituality. So we want to say thank you to you and Brother Daryl and all the staff there who select these songs.
Yes.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Prophet DeCure. We're getting ready for the prayer meeting. We're going to have a live prayer meeting here this evening, and we're going to come in agreement with people for deliverance and for miracles. We speak the word deliverance. We speak the word change. We speak the word a new beginning. Oh, I just love saying that, a new beginning in the lives of God's people. Now, we want to remind the people that the word of God tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Get ready, prayer warriors, because that means he worked miracles for our mothers and our fathers and our grandmothers and our grandfathers, but he is the same. He will work a miracle for you. And we must realize that the word of God teaches us through the word that was spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. The word says, "Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" I know what your answer is. My. Nothing is too hard for God. No matter what situation you might be in, it is not too hard for God. Get ready, people. We're getting ready to open the prayer line. But I got to tell you one more scripture from the book of Mark. It says, chapter number 11, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, glory to God, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." So there are mothers tonight, you need prayer about your sons. There are those that need financial miracles. There are those listening that need a miracle in the marriage. Some need healing in their body. Some need a financial breakthrough. Well, we're getting ready to begin the prayer. And remember, there is no charge for the call. Just pick the phone up and call the prophet. I love to pray for people. Now, there are people listening as you hear the prayer request coming in. Well, somebody's already calling.
Yes, yes.
And the phone number is area code 352-347-1844. God bless you. You're live on the radio right now with the prophet.
Yes, prophet, I was calling for prayer.
Where are you calling from this evening?
Gardena, California.
Oh, way out there in Gardena. Father, we pray that you would give her a miracle. Whatever that miracle is, God, whatever she needs, yes. I come in agreement with her for a miracle right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, my dear. Tell all your friends. K-Max is back. All right?
Yes. Thank amen. You. God bless.
Thank you. Well, the phone number is area code 352-347-1844. Pick the phone up if you need prayer, no matter what you're going through. Call that number, area code 352-1844. Maybe you're in New York. Maybe you're in Chicago. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're in Alabama. Maybe you're down in Georgia. But God is bringing this live prayer meeting right where you are. That phone number once again, area code 352-347-1844. Mother, God can deliver your son. Oh, my God. Wife, God can turn that marriage around. Get to the phone. Area code 352-347-1844.
Yes.
Sister Brenda, we are live on the radio. God bless you. This is Prophet Dekua.
Yes, I thank God that I missed you, and I'll be glad you're going to come back to North Carolina.
We're going to be coming back there soon. We're going to be with Pastor Marshall real soon. And what would you like me to pray about?
I want you to pray for my health and my finance, because I've really been going through a lot.
Father, we pray for a healing miracle in her body right now. God, touch every muscle, every nerve, every bone in her body. Let your healing power flow from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet in Jesus' name. Now, God, we speak to money. I command money, hallelujah, to come to her from all directions in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and say, I believe God.
I believe God.
Thank you for calling.
Wait a minute. I got Kim on the line.
You got who?
Kim Nelson from Houston, Texas. Kim, this is Prophet Rogers.
Hello, Prophet Roger DeCure. I am one of Sister Brenda's play children, and I am from in Houston, Texas. And I'm calling on tonight to ask God to please break the spirit of poverty, lack, and famine curses over my life, and also to come against the spirit of witchcraft coming through my boss at work.
Father, we rebuke this demon of witchcraft. It will no longer have dominion over her. I plead the blood of Jesus upon her life. And Father, we pray that you would touch her physical body. We speak, God, a financial miracle. God, even during the next 72 hours, let us see increase. In Jesus' name. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas next Sunday morning. I will be at the New Deliverance Church, and that is 14538 Mineta Street. 14538 Mineta Street. I'll be there next Sunday morning at 11:30, and next Sunday night, and then Monday and Tuesday night. All right?
You're a card, sir. You're a gift, sir.
All right, darling. And the phone number, area code 352-347-1844. Area code 352-347-1844. Get to that telephone, people. This is a live prayer meeting. We've had a call from Houston and a call from North Carolina and, of course, one from California. There are many people listening in California. This is Prophet Dekua. Some of you remember years ago, we had the prayer meeting live on K-Max radio station every night from 12 to 2 o'clock in the morning. Many, many people were blessed and delivered. Well, here we are again. K-Max is back. Area code 352 347-1844. Call the prophet now. I've got to pray with some mothers about their children. Somebody needs a financial breakthrough. We yet believe God because the Bible says that my God shall supply, glory, every one of your needs. Somebody needs healing in their bodies. This phone number for you to call, area code 352-347-1844. God bless you this afternoon. This is Prophet DeCure. May I pray for you, please?
Yes, Prophet, I was calling in regards for my daughter. I'm praying that God will bring her back home. She moved out of the house and with the ungodly, and I'm just asking God to sever this unholy tie that may have been disrespectful. But I'm just asking God to bring my daughter home and do a quick thing because she moved out of the home.
All right, we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name,
Jesus,
let that daughter return home.
Yes,
God,
Lord,
break this demonic relationship.
Yes, Lord.
Send her home. Glory to God.
Send her home.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And what city are you calling me from?
California.
All right. What part in California?
Compton.
All right. Bless you, dear. K-Max is back. All right.
Amen.
Tell your friends. Well, and that's what we've got to do. What that mother did, we have got to, you know, we've got to pray for our children.
Yes.
Now, she's got the prophet praying and other people that are listening, prayer warriors. We want that daughter back home, and we know it's done. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
In Jesus' name. Now, there are some more mothers you need to be calling saying, prophet, pray for my son, pray for my daughter. Somebody listening right out there in California. Somebody's in New York. Somebody's down there in Dublin, Georgia. Somebody else is in Macon. You need to be on the phone right now saying, prophet, pray, pray for me. There's a preacher listening. You need me to pray for that ministry. Don't you close that door. There's a woman of God. You're about ready to quit. Close the door. And yet you just, but God said, no, go, look at this. God is talking to you through the prophet. Get to the telephone, let the prophet pray. Remember, area code 352-347-1844. Pick the phone up now and call me. Now the minutes are ticking off. You don't want to wait and at the end you start saying, I should have called. No, call now. Look at God. He's so wonderful. He's bringing prayer right where you are.
Right where you are.
Area code 352-347-1844. Brother Sam, it's marvelous that people are able to call for prayer. You know, sometimes you're going through things and sometimes you just wish that you could have somebody pray for you.
Yes, yes, yes.
And look at God. He's so wonderful tonight. He's bringing prayer.
Yes.
Right where they are.
Yes.
Right where they
That's
are.
Right. And prayer is always in order. Yes.
And I people don't realize how wonderful God is. That through the media, through all this new technology, we're able to pray for people no matter where they are. And no matter where you're listening this evening, if you need prayer,
yes,
I want you to pick that phone up right now. It's a Prophet DeCure. I'm going to be on the airways till 7:30 tonight, and that'll be 4:30 in California, 4:30 in New York, 4:30 in Georgia. And no matter where you are, get to that telephone. Somebody listening tonight, you need a miracle of healing. Get to the phone. God has raised me up as a prophet to pray for people and decree miracles in their lives. I'm waiting to pray for you.
Yes.
I'm waiting to pray for change. Yes, I am.
Hallelujah.
I'm waiting.
Yes, yes.
To pray for a new beginning. Let me give the phone number. Area code 352-347-1844. Prayer will fix it.
Every time.
Every time. we used to sing that song years ago.
Yes.
Prayer will fix it. And I love that song that the older saints used to sing, let Jesus fix it for you. Mm-hmm. Whenever you pray, glory to God, let him have his way. And he will fix it for you. And tonight, that phone number for prayer, area code 352-347-1844. You know, God has put it in my heart and in my spirit that people have got to realize our God can do anything.
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 Nothing. 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 Nothing.
It's too hard.
It's too hard for God. And the Word of God says, you know, Brother Sam, in the book of Luke, chapter number 18, verse 27, the things that are impossible with men, glory, are possible with God. With God. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. People need to be on the phone.
Yes.
They need to be calling now. That phone number is area code 352-347-1844. You need to pick that phone up. Woman of God, man of God. Oh, there's some preachers on listening to me on the air right now. Somebody is in their car. You need to, you got a one of your army bearers in the car. You need to get that car to the side of the road. God bless you. This is Prophet DeCure. You're live on the radio.
Hi, Prophet.
Well, God bless you. Who's this I'm speaking to?
This is Mother Faithen.
Oh, Mother Faithen from New York. This is, I call her my big sister people. You that are listening to us tonight, and we have just been in the presence of God so many times. How are things going in New York, Mother Faith?
Things are going good, Prophet.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I see all the glory. How is everything going down there?
Well, everything is doing good down here where we are in Florida. And Prophet, Sister Faith, we have people listening tonight in California, in Georgia, in New York. This is an internet station, and they're reaching people all over the place. And we thank God for you. I think I called you yesterday or something. I didn't get you. But would you like me to pray for you while you are on the phone?
Yes, I do.
All right. What would you like me to pray about?
I'd like for you to pray about my legs and my knees, Prophet, and my sister. You know, she has Alzheimer's, and I'd like to pray for her.
Father, we pray for this woman of God. We pray and thank you for the healing miracles that you have done in her body. And we praise you for the miracle that is going on right now. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Now, God, touch that sister. We thank you for healing, God. We pray that you would cover her and protect her in the name of Jesus. And every one of Mother Faith's relatives, her brothers, God, all that's connected to her, we speak your covering and your divine protection in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mother Faith, God bless you. We thank you for calling us. And she's all the way from New York. And Mother, when I get through, I'm going to call you. About 7:45, I'll call you, okay?
God bless you.
Thank you. Well, that's Mother Rose Freighton, and she is from right there from Queens, New York, with the Greater Bethel Ministries. I have been to their church so many, many, many times. Well, this is Prophet Roger DeCure. Now my minutes are ticking off. I got about 7 or 8 more minutes here, people. And you need to get to the phone. You need to get to that telephone. Right now, it's a prophet. Call me. Call. You need to call the prophet. I've got exactly about 8 minutes to go. 8 minutes to go. And you know what? That's time for 8 miracles. Get to the phone. Call me now. Area code 352-347-1844. And I just love to pray for people. That's what my ministry is all about. Praying for the people of God. The line is open now. And we're waiting on you. You know, sometimes people hear the Spirit of the Lord telling them call, and well, I don't want to call. Listen, God did not bring this prayer meeting where you are by accident. Nobody's going to ask you for any money. We're just going to ask you to let me pray. Glory to God. And we know that prayer will fix it. Let me give the number right now again. Prayer will fix it every time. Area code 352-347-1844. I'm going to give it a little slowly because somebody's trying to get it. Area code 352-347-1844. Los Angeles, call that number. New York, call that number. Georgia, Alabama, Houston, wherever you are, pick the phone up tonight and say, Prophet, before you leave the air, these next 8 minutes belong to people who need a turnaround. They belong to people who need change. My, they belong to people who need a financial miracle. Pick the phone up. I want to decree a miracle of finance in your life. My. A lady called the other night, and she said, I prayed and told money to come to her. And she said the next day somebody brought her some money. People, God still answers prayer. His word says he will supply every one of your needs, no matter what your needs are. God is bringing this prayer meeting to you tonight. And that phone number is area code 352-347-1844. Call that number now and let Prophet pray. Call that number now and let Prophet believe God. 7 minutes to go now, and that's time for seven miracles. You know, people, I can feel that God is moving tonight. Now, if you want to receive one of my I Believe God prayer calls, we have prayer calls that we send out to people. They're absolutely free. Then call this number, area code 626-303-3690. Area code 626-303-3690. Call that number now and let Prophet DeCure pray. Because I know one thing, if I don't know nothing else, prayer will fix it every time. Not sometime, but every time. Prayer will fix it. Pick the phone up. Call that number now. Area code 352-347-1844. The number for the prayer cloth is area code 626-303-3690. Call that number, area code 626-303-3690. 4 minutes to go, people. 4 minutes to go. And remember, I'm going to be here for 10 minutes after, 15 minutes after I go off the air. You'll still be able to call me. Area code 352-347-1844. Remember this. There's nothing too hard for God. And remember, you can write Prophet DeCure. That's Pastor DeCure. My name is spelled DeCuir. P.O. Box 50002, Pasadena, California, the zip code 91115. That's P.O. Box 50002, Pasadena, California, and the zip code 91115. Remember, I believe God. I'm getting ready to pray. Father, we thank you for those that have tuned in around America. God, wherever they are, we speak miracles upon their life. We speak healing. God, even during the next 72 hours, we speak the word change. Let things change. Let them have a new beginning. Now, Father, we pray that you would remember their children, wherever their children might be. God, even if they're in the wrong place, we pray that you would cover them and protect them. And we cancel any plan of the devil against them, against their family, against their marriages, God, even against their ministries. Bless the men of God, the women of God, even those that have to preach tonight. We pray, God, that your anointing would rest upon them in the name of Jesus. And we pray that souls will be saved and won to the kingdom. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now we thank God. Amen. People, yes. We thank God tonight. Remember, I'm still by the phone waiting to pray for some people. I'm going to be by this phone for approximately 15 minutes waiting to pray for you. That phone number is area code 352-347-1844. That's area code 352-347-1844. If you would like the prayer cloth, call the other number, area code 626-303-3690. I'll be on Facebook tonight at 11 o'clock in the East, and of course, it'll be 8 o'clock in California. Well, Brother Sam, we're going to say good night, man. We thank God for you. Thank you for allowing us to share tonight.
Oh, yeah, and thank you, Pastor DeCure, for sharing with the people that prayer is still in order. And God is still on the throne, and he's waiting to give folks their miracle, people their miracle. And you know what? All you have to do is ask for it, and he will give it to you. Yes. Ask, and it shall be given. And seek, and it shall find. And knock, and the door shall be open unto you. And I want to share with the people that are out there that are listening to us here on KMAX Gospel, God has blessed you to have another chance to be able to seek his face. And the scripture says, seek his face while he may be found. Call upon him.
Amen.
While he is yet near. So once again, y'all, please pick up that phone to dial Prophet DeCure. That phone number again is 352-347-1844. For prayer, dial 352-347-1844. And those of you that are wanting prayer clause, and I know many people don't believe in prayer clause, you do what you do and let us do what we do over here on this side. Amen. Elder DeCure, you know, my Bishop Frank Otha White, out of Long Island, New York, several years ago had prayed for me and given me a green handkerchief and told me I'll never be broke again. And you know, that's been over 15 years ago. And guess what? I still walk around with that green cloth in my wallet. And guess what? Every time it looked like money is getting low, God just blessed me from somewhere out of nowhere. God just blessed me. So let me tell y'all something. Whenever the prophet speaks and the man of God speaks, you want to act on it right then and there. So therefore, amen. Again, you can dial that number 626-303-3690 if you want a prayer cloth. That's 626-303-3690. And guess what? It's all in your faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And y'all, we need to be able to take back to the world a good report of what God is doing. And guess what? You're listening to the best in gospel music, and you're listening to Pastor Roger DeCure, who's going to be on with me for the next several weeks here. In fact, Elder DeCure, Prophet DeCure, we want to keep this at this time at the 7 o'clock hour, where you can come right on and just begin to pray for the people. Pray for the people in this hour. And I will, amen, talk to our program directed that the time not change, but that it just stays right here, that the people of God can call in for prayer, because that's all what we need is prayer. Once again, thank you so much, Prophet Roger DeCure, and y'all, please dial those numbers once again. It's 352-347-1844. Here we go with one more chance, Bishop Eric McDaniels and the Lord's Church. God bless. yeah, that was Bishop Eric McDaniels and the Lord's Church out of the Bronx. I know y'all thought Ricky Dillard and Lillian Lord done this first, but oh no, it was Bishop Eric McDaniels and the Lord's Church. One more chance. Hey, yo, we also want to give a shout out to Marie Gaynor calling from out of Carolina, letting us know that she's listening in on the line, and Brother Brandon Pierre over there in Campbellton, here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for tuning in with us here on K-Max Gospel. Hey, and then also to give a late, belated happy birthday to my mother in Los Angeles, California. I think she would be in church today. And then also to Pastor Dennis Earl Brawnix out of Houston, Texas, who just called and let us know that he's listening. Yo, we got a little song that by Andre Crouch says, let the church say amen, because God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.
everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken,
so let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are,
let the church,
to what his words say.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
Or how your world is really battle on through the night.
Amen.
'Cause you're gonna win the fight.
Amen.
Even in the valley.
Amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea.
Amen.
Continue to say.
Amen.
'Cause your help is on the way.
Amen.
Why God has spoken, I heard him. So let the church say.
Amen.
Oh,
Let the church say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say, amen.
Oh, let the whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken. Well, let the church. Let the church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say, when your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does.
Things.
It's gonna be.
I have no choice.
He's gonna give
them
what he's
Y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in with me this great happy Sunday here on KMAXGospel.com. I've been your host, Elder Sam Bennett, here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Y'all, once again, I'm on every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to tune in with me again next week here on the Gospel Celebration Station. Y'all will play the best in gospel music from 5 to 7. Again, the Prophet Roger DeCure will be coming on and sharing a word with us and praying for those that are in need of prayer all over the country. And y'all, we're going to be sharing in prayer, okay? And then we'll come back with the best in gospel music for the last 30 minutes or so. Y'all, thank y'all so much. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And Burrell, thank you, Jesus. That's what he's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
From my going out to my coming in, I want to say,
thank you.
You have provided,
that's what he's done,
everything for me.
For me.
You've been my healer,
that's what he's done,
that's what you've done for me.
For me.
You've been my shelter,
that's what he's done,
yes, you've done that for me. And I want to praise you, Lord,
that's what he's done,
what you've done for me.
For me.
You've done for me, and I say, oh,
that's what, he's done
what you've done for me.
For me.
When I think of
that's what
all that he's done for me,
for me,
it makes me want to praise you,
Lord,
that's what he's done for all you've done for me.
What
you've done for me, help me.
Oh, that's what, he's done
what you've done for me. Me. I want to say,
oh, that's what he's done.
I thank you for what you've done for me.
Drop of rain, you see. You need to throw open the windows. to your heart. Go and call all your children together and share your faith and your love that you now have in Jesus. And when the rains of the Holy Spirit begin to fall, you need to fill every vessel. For he who drinks his fill shall thirst no more. And it's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of my Father. He's saying, whosoever will come drink of my water. Promise to pour his spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of my Father. He's saying, whosoever will come drink of my water. And he's promised to pour his spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
my